the Millikan University, Trevor May is with us from Millikan, and the Macon County Parent Leadership Training Institute. Got a few names. First year of this, Shauna Tonelli, who is a site coordinator for PLTI, is with us. Crystal Johnson, we also welcome in, one of the first graduates, a parent leader of this as well. Trevor, Shauna, I think it's kind of, when did this idea become born, and you know, and then we'll go into what exactly is it?
Sure. So I think this, you know, really was an idea out of the school board election last year, where we had some of these ladies run for office, and this was an idea that was kind of tossed around during that race, and it just bloomed out of that. Parents kind of taking some initiative and getting behind it.
Awesome.
Kind of recognizing that parents need a stronger voice in public education and just as an advocate for their children in today's society. And it bloomed out of that. And we found the Parent Leadership Training Institute national organization that is, you know, in a bunch of different towns and communities around Illinois, or around the nation. We're actually the first community to have this in Illinois.
Really?
It's a big deal. Awesome. And they've got them as far as Brisbane, Australia, correct? Right. Good stuff there.
So Millikan kind of grabbed the bull by the horns?
Not necessarily Millikan. There's a few folks from Millikan that sit on the civic design team, and it's chaired by Rafaela Prangy from Millikan University.
So it's its own thing.
It is its own thing, yeah. They're you know, sponsored in part through the Community Foundation, several donors, and they work closely with the library as a, you know, fiscal partner.
Sure, sure. Shauna, I mean, did you come along pretty early in the process?
Right, so Rafaela approached me pretty much around July and asked me if I would be willing to help coordinate the program. And so we do quite a few things to try to help the parents get there and be able to participate in the program. One of those things is provide free childcare for them and rides if they need it. And we feed them all dinner before the class and then they stay for a 3-hour class on civic engagement and learn how to be advocates for their children and their families.
Gotcha. How many, was there just one class?
So there were 20.
Oh, okay.
A 20-week intensive program. All of our parents committed to coming every week.
Really?
Yep. And they...
like every single one came every single week?
Well, you know, life happens. Life does happen.
Yeah, I was going to say, attrition happens. That's okay. But
I will say about attrition, though. We had 16 people at retreat and we had 15 people at graduation.
How about that?
So the commitment was there.
Was that the number? Did you say we want to get 16 or did you just wait and see how many were interested?
So, well, we recruited throughout the summer and then into the fall, and the classes actually started in October.
Okay.
And so there were, at one point we thought we would have 20 in the program, but the, you know, work schedules and that sort of thing, and we had to pick a day in the end to commit to.
Okay.
And so there were a few people who weren't able to commit to that day. But ultimately, though, we had 16 parents who came.
And one of those is Crystal Johnson, who's with us. And Crystal, when you first heard about this, did you have to get recruited or were you kind of on board from the get-go?
Well, I actually just walked in out of nowhere.
Okay.
I knew nothing about this, to be honest. I complained to the school board and they told me about this organization. And then I walked in the library and everybody just accepted me that day.
Oh, wow. That's cool. I assume you have a few kids?
Yes, I do. I have 4 altogether.
4? Where do they go to school?
Hope Academy.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Do you kind of understand this parents need to be involved situation, obviously?
Oh, yes. I'm a very involved parent.
You went to complain to the school board, clearly.
Yes. I did. And I was hoping that other parents could get involved also.
Yeah.
I also brought my children to come participate also.
Okay.
And my daughter was also at our graduation. She made a speech there.
Oh, cool.
We also were involved in projects. We have projects to do involving our community, and every one of us had different projects, and it's so amazing how we all got together to do it.
Yeah.
And we use each other to help each other, and it's just amazing.
That's neat. Shauna, did you know exactly where you were going with what you wanted to instill into these parents? Or, I mean, because this came from the national level, right?
Right. So the curriculum is set forth by the National Parent Leadership Training Institute, and that's out of Connecticut.
Okay.
And it's a nationally evidenced program. If you lived in Wyoming, the Department of Health would provide it.
Really?
Yes. And so Colorado also has it as part of a statewide program. And so so one of the things that we wanted to do is introduce something that was democracy-based and get parents civically engaged. So the first 10 weeks is showing our parents how working within a diverse community, we can all bring our assets together and make outcomes better for children. And so so we had a really wonderfully diverse class.
Really?
And that's by design. Yeah. So you have to apply to the program, and we put people in chairs based on age, race, religion. We want to invite as many different cultures as possible to engage in that conversation. So those first 10 weeks are spent learning how to build a diverse community. And then the second 10 weeks, you build civic tools, learn how to read city budgets, learn how to build coalitions and engage agencies and help build partnerships to make those things happen.
Was one of the ways you, is there representative of different financial backgrounds? Like people that have can make a lot of money or don't make hardly? Because that I think is important too, is everybody understand what everybody, this is going to help everybody, right? It's going to help the school board.
Exactly.
Because you're not going to have people, and Crystal, you know, you may have a complaint about something that now you'll have, you'll know the answer. Like you understand how hard it is on budgets now. I'm on the Decatur Celebration Board. It's like everybody wants you to go get Bon Jovi. Well, that's just not possible. You know, once people understand that level, right? I mean, you could see how it's going to help each other.
Right. That's correct.
You feel more confident as a Decatur parent?
Yes, I do. I feel like now I can really do more, and which with PLTI, I was able to actually come up with the project that will allow me to have an after-school program at Orkings Orchard Community Center.
Awesome.
There I'll be helping out kids with after-school activities, after-school healthy snacks, after-school crafting, just something different that a lot of kids don't get offered at home or even in their community.
Yeah.
So that... And it's not just my project that's going to make a difference. It's one that's autism awareness. There's one where a male, the only male in our group, is trying to recruit other males.
Okay.
So, males, if you're out there listening, we need more recruitments out there for PLTI.
And I assume, you know, you mentioned Old King's Orchard. A lot of, for kids, it's going to be the neighborhood that they're in. So another thing you probably try to touch on is every part of town.
Right, correct.
This is just the first class you want to, is this an annual thing now?
Yes, it will be annual, and we do. We try to recruit from all over Macon County,
So once you graduate from this program, you can then obviously put on programs, you know, like Crystal's going to do. Like, what else is it?
So part of that, part of the coursework is they're learning how to build networks. They're learning how to partner with agencies that are in the community and bring in private organizations as well.
Okay.
They're learning how to present themselves in a non-emotional manner, right? We've all been at a meeting where somebody comes in upset about something, and they've gotten to the point where they can't speak about it anymore because they're just so fired up. And so that's one of the aspects of the program. You know, we teach people how to approach things in a calm manner, and that way they can really get good results.
This isn't necessarily a group of people that defend the school board. It's not a group of people that are against the school board. It's just a group of people that are there for kind of your own thing. Is that, you know, I mean, your own classification, like your projects.
We all have our personal stories.
Yeah.
We do.
Yeah. And sometimes that means you're going to need to question what they do and why they're doing it. Sometimes that means maybe you're defending what they do to people in your community.
Well, and I think it's also really advancing the advocacy for their children.
Yeah.
So in understanding the processes that, you know, you have to go through, because there are processes set in place so that not everybody can just kind of step up and do these things. Knowing those are important.
Yeah. And everybody has the same end game.
Exactly.
Great education and experience for kids to grow up here and have every advantage, right? I mean, everybody's on the same page and you just want to keep each other driving that way.
Right.
Well, are you're shooting? I know you want diversity, but are you shooting for a certain number of people when you do this again?
Well, so we'll hope to have 20 people, and the national standard is that you have to have 15 people in your class in order to go. So at least 15. I think that 20 would be a great number to have for the fall, and we are will be recruiting starting early in the summer and toward the end of the school year for our next cohort.
And it'll start around October.
And that will start in October.
And it'll be 10 weeks. Did you have 20 weeks?
Right.
Did you have a set day of the week, or did it?
So this time we met Thursday nights, and we met at the Decatur Public Library. And I have to tell you, the children's librarians there are amazing.
Holy we have cow. Them in here once a month. Well, at least a few of them. It's great, isn't it?
The staff is just phenomenal.
Awesome. Yeah,
it was such a great partner.
That's awesome.
They spent time with the kids, and in the third year of most programs, we also begin to see children's leadership training initiatives. So that so that's a possibility here. Sure. We haven't gotten there yet, but the things that the librarians and Rafaela also had a really great group of students from Millikan who would come and work with the kids every week. They would do crafts, and we tried to mirror what was happening in the classroom. So whatever the parents were learning about in the classroom, we tried to do something like that with the kids in the library.
So fill in this blank. The people you are looking for to come in and take this class are people who in, at the end game want to
improve outcomes for children.
Whether that's doing fundraising, whether that's creating an after-school program like Crystal's doing, or doing the exact same thing. Maybe you want to model what Crystal's doing just in a different part of town. I mean, the goal is, you know, in 4 years you have 40 subgroups that do something, right? I mean, is that the long term?
Exactly.
Cool.
Exactly.
Crystal, are you, you're in on this until your kids are gone, at least, it sounds like.
Yes. My kids are in it also, 100%.
That's great. That's great. So, but I'm guessing if somebody doesn't want to take the full time to go through this, they can reach out to a Crystal or they can reach out to somebody involved in this to help them.
Yes, and we're all out here for that.
Yeah, because you need help too. Mm-hmm. I mean, every day? Are you doing your after school stuff every day? Would that be the goal?
Well, starting off, no. Okay. I will just have certain days, but as I keep growing and progressing, yes, my goal will be to, and also try to do something for the summer because school is almost out.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can get involved with the park district and stuff like that then too. Well, good deal. Anything else? Did I miss anything?
Well, I think there's just one piece that I wanted to mention. Yeah. So we were able to have the National Implementation Specialist, Zulima Gomez, come from the National PLTI office.
Okay.
And for the first year, we were really, you know, concerned, where are we at? You know, does this look like a typical program that has been held somewhere else? And Zulima was blown away. I mean, she looked around in the room, the diversity we have just even represented on the civic design team. She was impressed by the community projects that all of the parents like Crystal have started and the diversity in those projects. Anywhere from, you know, early bird class credit recovery and things that really, you know, impact the bottom line of students. It was exciting to see, you know, someone from the national office excited to see the progress that has just been had in 1 year and all of the people that have come together for that. So this is quite exciting and an initiative that I think more people will start to latch onto now that it has shown some really great success.
Yeah. No,
and what Trevor is saying about the civic design team is that each parent is mentored through this process by leaders in the community. And so as they're putting together their individual community projects, they have access to leaders who can connect them into the networks that they need to be involved in to make their projects really go somewhere.
I would feel like this is a huge success through 1 year.
Holy cow.
If you would have graduated seven, that would have felt good for year one. But you got 15 out there off and running. That's great. That's great. If somebody wants to reach out and be interested in applying for this, where do they go?
So they should go to, they could send an email to DecaturPLTI at gmail.com. And, or they could look at our Facebook page, which is.
So I think you can use the, I think you can use the username DecaturPLTI for everything. Yeah. So on Facebook, DecaturPLTI. And you can also use, you know, DecaturPLTI@gmail.com to email.
Right.
Get in touch with any of us. I mean, we're also on Facebook. You can send us a private message and we'll get you connected. Also, you know, Crystal and all of the other parent leaders, they're going to be a great conduit into their communities to find people that are interested and excited about advocating for children.
It did get me there. The actual name of the page is Parent Leadership Initiative Macon County.
Perfect.
But if you put Indicator PLTI, the page will pop up some different things. Like the national page comes up first because they posted about you guys and stuff. So there you go. Crystal, you excited?
I'm very excited.
Have you started yet, or you're starting with the new school year?
Well, I have started collecting donations.
Oh.
I'm collecting clothing, gift certificates, cash donations, hygienic things. So that's what I'm working on right now. Then I'm getting my agenda set on my activities.
Okay. And if somebody wants to make a donation, we send them to Old Kings Orchard?
Yes. You can send them to okocc.org.
Okay. Perfect. Or they could just stop by.
Oh, yeah. Please do. Come see me in person.
Yeah. Great. What time will you, what time and days? Do we know yet, or are we too soon?
Don't yet, but I'd be up there.
Yeah.
Odds are you run into her there.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, hey, thanks a lot. Congratulations on a successful first year. Crystal, thanks for getting involved.
Thank you.
That's awesome. And congratulations on graduating, and off and running we go. People, just making Decatur better. Gotta love it.